Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Building bonds and giving back. Miramar Park of Commerce strengthens support for Hanging with 5-0 Police Youth Camp. Miramar Park of Commerce, along with Sunbeam Properties and Development, continues to strengthen its support for the Hanging with 5-0 Police Youth Camp. The recent beach cleanup and barbecue event at Hollywood North Park Beach brought together Miramar police officers and campers from the Miramar Police Athletic League summer program. This initiative, now in its 20th year, aims to build trust between local law enforcement and underserved Miramar students aged 9 to 14. Sunbeam Properties and Development has been a longtime sponsor of the camp, stepping in 16 years ago to fund it after city budget cuts. The company's vice president, Ryan Goggins, emphasized the lasting impact of the program on the community, highlighting the positive relationships it fosters between officers and at-risk youth. In addition to supporting Hanging with 5-0, Sunbeam Properties and Development has also contributed to various local causes and nonprofit organizations in Miramar, including funding for the Anson Sports Complex and hosting supply and toy drives for military families and local children. Radical Kindness. Roland Park Community Foundation completes its $9 million purchase of Hillside Park. The Roland Park Community Foundation has completed its $9 million purchase of Hillside Park, a 20-acre tract they plan to open to the public as a new civic amenity. This purchase, after 25 years of planning and fundraising, marks a significant milestone for the community. The land, once part of a golf course, will be owned and maintained by a private nonprofit entity, ensuring it won't be a burden on the city's budget. This new park, located across from Poly and Western High Schools, is the first of its size in Baltimore since Patterson Park in 1860. A ribbon-cutting event is scheduled for October 10th to celebrate the opening of Hillside Park, which will be accessible from dawn to dusk. For more information and to show support, visit hillsideparkmd.org.
Minuteman Press franchise in Leechburg, PA joins President's Club. Danielle and Tony Kalecki of Minuteman Press in Leechburg, PA, have achieved over $1 million in gross sales for 2024, earning them a spot in the President's Club. With a background in sales and marketing, they credit their success to consistency and following the Minuteman Press way. Their partnership with the Progressive Workshop of Armstrong County has provided steady work for adults with disabilities. By focusing on direct marketing, customer referrals, and keeping employees happy, Danielle and Tony have built strong relationships within their community. Their advice for others includes taking care of employees and maintaining a personal touch with customers.
Aim Higher Inker announces the release of Authentic Embellishments by Joshua Davis. Aim Higher Inc. proudly announces the release of Authentic Embellishments, Fragments of a Life Saved by Poetry, a hybrid work by acclaimed poet Joshua Davis. This marks the fifth title published by Aim Higher Inc., showcasing their dedication to amplifying powerful literary works. In this memoir, Davis explores personal trauma, chronic illness, and identity through language and lyricism. The work weaves together portraits of family, love, loss, and resilience with precision and heart. Literary figures like Lucille Clifton and Ruth Stone serve as guides, offering solace in dark moments. Authentic Embellishments is a poet's memoir, a testament to survival and creative reclamation. Joshua Davis, author of Reversal Spells in Blue and Black, brings a unique perspective to this compelling narrative. Comfort Area Foundation launches relief fund after devastating floods in the Texas Hill Country. The Comfort Area Foundation has launched the Comfort Flood Relief Fund to aid communities in the Texas Hill Country devastated by recent floods. The nonprofit, with 25 years of service in the region, is accepting donations to support recovery efforts in Center Point, TX, and across Kendall and Kerr counties. 100% of contributions will go to local nonprofits assisting flood victims and first responders. The foundation emphasizes that in small towns like Comfort, recovery is about neighbors helping neighbors. To contribute, visit comfortfloodrelief.com. The foundation's long-standing mission of improving the quality of life in Comfort and surrounding areas is evident in its commitment to supporting the community in times of crisis. Q&A with Michael D. Smith, President and CEO of Eckerd Connects. Michael D. Smith, President and CEO of Eckerd Connects, brings decades of experience in social impact leadership. Under his leadership, Eckerd Connects is shifting from being a server to a solver, focusing on systemic solutions. Smith's top priorities for his first 100 days include listening deeply and advancing the strategic vision. He emphasizes the importance of cross-sector partnerships for lasting solutions and sees opportunities to drive meaningful change in supporting the whole person. His advice to young people navigating adversity is to lead without waiting for permission, stay curious, and believe in a different future. Dr. Amy Holda Gay Weinstein, MD, MPH, FA-CogGeag, named 2025 Castle Connolly Top Doctor. Dr. Amy Holdigan, MD, MPH, FAG, has been named a 2025 Castle Connolly Top Doctor, recognizing her as a leader in integrative women's health. This prestigious distinction is awarded to only about 7% of licensed physicians in the U.S. each year. Dr. Gay Weinstein is the founder of Visionary Women's Health, offering a holistic approach to women's health care. She specializes in treating root causes of gynecologic conditions and provides concierge care. Trained in functional medicine and a fellow of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Dr. Gay Weinstein plans to expand her mission by opening healing centers nationwide and internationally. Castle Connolly Top Doctors are selected based on expertise, outcomes, and patient care, with nominations coming from peers in the medical community. Ghostlight Society members enjoy a kernel of fun before taking the trip to Cobb County during Shucked. Members and guests of the Broward Center for the Performing Arts Young Professionals Group, the Ghostlight Society, GLS, celebrated the close of the Broadway season with a pre-show cocktail reception in the Nicholas Children's Health System Intermezzo Lounge. The reception, presented by UKG, preceded a performance of the Broadway hit musical Shucked in the Aurine Theater. Throughout the year, GLS members have access to exclusive benefits like pre-sale tickets, priority seating, and more at the Broward Center and the Parker. Funds raised by GLS, including memberships and donations, support the Broward Center's arts and education programs. To date, this next-generation group of philanthropists and arts supporters has raised over $1.5 million to enrich the lives of students in South Florida. For more information on GLS, visit ghostlightsociety.org or call 954-468-2681.
Bernie's Book Bank partners with Newcastle Systems to accelerate book distribution. Bernie's Book Bank, a nonprofit focused on providing free, high-quality books to children in need, has partnered with Newcastle Systems to enhance its book distribution efforts. By integrating Newcastle's mobile-powered cart technology into its warehouse operations, Bernie's Book Bank can streamline book sorting, inventory management, and packing processes, ultimately getting more books to children faster. This partnership reflects Bernie's Book Bank's commitment to empowering children through literacy and Newcastle Systems' dedication to optimizing distribution workflows. Together, they are setting a new standard for efficient and human-centered nonprofit logistics, ensuring every child has access to the transformative power of books.
Mirasol Foundation reaches new heights in charitable giving while welcoming new leadership committed to continuing the mission. The Mirasol Foundation, Inc. achieved a record-breaking year of charitable giving, awarding over $720,000 in grants to 49 local nonprofits in Palm Beach County. Ed Glassman takes on the role of foundation president, succeeding Marilyn Wilson, to uphold the mission of serving the most vulnerable. With a focus on families, veterans, food insecurity, and the unhoused, the foundation's generosity and impact continue to grow. In FY 2025, donations exceeded $760,000, supporting organizations like Palm Beach County Food Bank and Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. The Gifts and Grants Committee, now 30 volunteers strong, ensures funds are directed where they're needed most. Community service initiatives, including volunteer contributions and donations of food, diapers, and clothing, have made a tangible difference. The foundation's new initiatives, like MFI TV and the Development Committee, aim to further support long-term growth and strategic fundraising. Mirasol Foundation remains dedicated to making a positive impact on the lives of those in need in Palm Beach County.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.